we played good in spurts. I thought after we got the lead in the first half, we just had a hard time of maintaining our focus. You know, we got up 20, and I thought we just lost our focus.
You guys started the game on a nervous run, obviously. Like, what did you see in the first, like, 5-10 minutes?
We defended at a high level. We played good offense. We shared the ball. We got good shots. You know, we just played the way we're capable of playing. And then once we got the lead, we played loose. We turned it over. We didn't rebound. You know, they got 12 offensive rebounds. And that's what happened.
Dartmouth found most of their success in the paint offensively. How do you feel you can defend better?
We got to do a better job. I thought Malcolm really struggled. I thought that was the big thing. Malcolm struggled to guard the kid. He was 5-for-8, and he probably scored 3 or 4 on Malcolm.
What about number 30 for Dartmouth? Dane Adelakun is so difficult to stop, and how do you feel?
He's a good player. He's an older kid now. He's quick, gets off his feet. You know, he had 5 blocks. You know, he almost had a double-double. He's a good player.
Dartmouth took the lead early in the second half. What do you feel like you were able to, like, how do you feel like you were able to adjust after that happened?
Yeah, I thought we settled down, and then we started playing good basketball again. We got in transition. We got some stops, and we played good half court defense and half court offense. We just got going again and played well again. So we played well for a good portion of the first half, kind of lost it, and then they had momentum, you know, in the second half, and then probably the last like 5 or 6 minutes we played well again.
How important is the experience of your team in these type of situations?
It is, but we have to learn. I you know, sometimes I don't know if they're learning, because that's the thing that you want to get out of this, is you want to build some confidence, you want to build some momentum. Not sure if we're doing that, and that's the thing I'm most concerned about.
How do you feel like you can do a better job of getting your guys to learn?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I wish I did. You know, you got to hope that, you know, our leadership and our older guys are communicating the right things in the locker room. You know, we got really good guys. I don't think it's a group that doesn't want to necessarily do what we're asking them to do. We're just having a hard time being consistent at it.
How did you feel your bench performed in this game, specifically?
I think C.J. Jones played great. Morales had 5 rebounds. Miles had 4 rebounds. I thought Miles and C.J. Gave us a lift.
What did you like specifically from those two guys?
I thought C.J. got to the basket a few times, made a couple of shots. He was 3-for-4 from the field. I thought he gave us solid minutes, and I thought Miles gave us good minutes.
Is there anything you take from this win moving forward at all, resilience-wise?
Nah. I the only thing I could take from it is, you know, we've been inconsistent. And so, you know, what can we get out of that, you know, in terms of learning, you know, learning from this game and trying to maintain the level of consistency you're going to need to have to beat good teams.
Cool. That's it for me.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Thank you, Josh.
You're good. Hey, good luck in your finals.
And thank you, man.